Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kick off the third hour of the program. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking a little bit about the European Union and them going to be cracking down on social media. Maybe that will eventually target independent operators like Mastodon. Doesn't look like it's going to happen right out the gate, but you know how it is with government programs. Once you create a new government program, they always expand. They always are interpreted by the bureaucrats to be more effective, to affect more things than they were originally intended to. So you always have what the politicians write down on paper. That's one thing, the intentions of the politicians. And then the intentions of the bureaucrats are always to take that and make it as expansive as it possibly can. So they always have the excuse to make their bureaucracy larger, hire more bureaucrats, and do more enforcements. Here in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And joining us remotely.
Nobody.
Of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones here. Gene is on the line in Kentucky. Gene, what was on your mind tonight?
Yes, like I said, I missed Mark, and you commented on that. My favorite callers are Sarah, of course, and then David from New Mexico. David, you need to call in more. And George, hearing you, I heard you.
Well, you can only call so often. I mean, there's a one-call-per-night rule.
I heard him lately. I heard him on the national syndicated radio. It was either Ground Zero or
okay.
I don't know what it was, but I enjoyed
it. Yeah, some of these callers make the rounds. Yeah, I wonder if Sarah has been calling other shows recently. In fact, she's on the line. You want to talk to Sarah? I've got her on the line.
No.
Oh, she's not really your favorite, then.
Little calls. No, yes, she is, but okay. I just don't. I want to, okay.
You don't want to meet your heroes, is what you're saying.
She's not my hero. I just enjoy listening to them. I smile, and that's what I'll do all day is listen. Of course, I'm in and out the house doing things, but I'm saying that's my, I'm not a TV watcher.
Good.
I can't stand TV.
Excellent.
So I'm nothing but a talk radio listener.
Well,
but
you've anyway, got good taste. Thank you for listening to Free Talk Live, Gene. Was there any issue that you wanted to talk about tonight, or
like
just
29 or 2010? I've been listening to y'all quite a while.
Wow, that's
but anyway,
awesome.
Now the gentleman that does the Victimless Crime Spree,
he's
never a co-host.
Oh, unfortunately, the federal government, as you probably know since you've been listening for a while, raided our studio last year in March of 2021.
Yeah.
And at that time, Derek J. and his partner, Stephen, the guys from AnyPay, they decided to go visit and touring around different parts of the world. I've heard they are currently in Europe, in the Pyrenees, I believe. Andorra was the last I heard. But I don't know for sure. I have not, unfortunately, had the pleasure of speaking with Derek in some time due to the various different
restrictions. Yeah, I haven't heard him for a long, long, long time, long before that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of... Well, no, it wasn't that long before that. I mean, they would come on as guest hosts time to time prior to the last 2 years. But due to the federal prosecution and my bail conditions, I've been unable to communicate effectively with those guys. And it really it hurts me because I really love those guys and I miss them a lot.
Another thing I enjoy listening to Nikki and Bonnie and all the other girls is on there.
Well, good. And thank you, Gene, thank you for the kind words tonight. I really do appreciate your call.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, I appreciate the accolades, but I would rather talk about some, issues and things that are, actually happening. So, but thank you, Gene. I do appreciate the kind
it's, you know, though, I do feel like it's a good change once in a while to hear.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it a lot, right?
Like, I'm not saying a lot,
if everybody starts calling in to tell us who their favorite hosts are and how they like listening, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're right.
Let's keep it to the issues here. Let's go to Major Payne. You're on Free Talk Live.
Once in a while, it's nice to have comments about us that aren't you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, that's true. And it's nice to hear from somebody that has been listening for over a decade of their life. That's pretty impressive. So I don't mean to minimize it, but let's continue here. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, yeah, the Den of Idiots. I think I'm talking to Sheep Talk Jive, right?
Okay. Funny.
Oh, come on now. That was...
What else you got?
Well, we got all kinds of idiocy out here. I mean, I called in on what nobody brought in. This guy went all off postal on you about the FX way there.
Mm-hmm. Bankman.
Being the number two contributor to the Democratic Party and all this pollution that went on during the elections here.
Yeah, number two and after George Soros.
Yeah, now I come to find out that it's getting recycled through Ukraine and back to the Democratic Party through Bankman. I mean, jumping. Jiminy, how deep is the swamp got to be?
Good question.
Yeah, it's really when you get into it, it runs deep, and I've only seen, you know, I'm sure that we've only seen the tip of the iceberg, but these people were funding COVID studies. They were doing all kinds of political maneuvering.
I want to know what people thought they were getting when they voted for government in the first place. It's always what government's about. It's about redistribution of the funds. It's about redistribution of your money.
Well, most people, I think, expect to be net gainers from that, which, if you do the math, doesn't make sense, because most people can't possibly be net gainers.
Well, no. The government's the most ineffective way to redistribute money. They take 30% at a minimum, if not
probably
way more than
60%.
That. Well, that's just to manage it. And then when they spend it, you know, you lose another 80%, right? Mm. So...
It's like the logic of a gambler. You're walking into this grand casino and you think it was built on losers?
Nope.
Well, yeah. Wake up. Oh, man. Oh, I got one thing to tell you.
Okay.
This is going to drive Jerome Bug nutty. Trump having announced his candidacy and you telling him that he's got to call in on varying subjects. Oh, man, he's chewing glass right now.
Telling him what?
You told him that he had to call on varying subjects. He couldn't keep beating the same horse.
Oh, Jerome? Now
Trump has announced his candidacy. You know this. He's beside himself. He wants
No. I mean, that's a general rule for Free Talk Live, but Jerome is he's not the same problem that Sarah is. Like, Sarah is, she'll call about the exact same thing multiple nights in a row, and that's so that rule is definitely applicable in general, but I don't think Jerome would, you know, just him complaining about Trump doing one thing and then Trump doing something else usually brings up more than one issue. So personally, I don't have any issues with Jerome at this time, although that said, I wasn't on this past weekend, so I don't know what he was going on about. But if you do want Jerome to hear your calls, you probably should call on the weekend. I don't think he listens on weeknights, but Major, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And speaking of Sarah, here she is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, so
was that a sentence?
I really wanted to talk about my rapid ride here, 790. Here, I really enjoy it. Since I put it on, they put it on.
What?
From who name? The rapid ride, 790.
Is that a radio station or a bus stop? I'm not sure what you're saying.
It's a bus route, but it's only been around for 7 years, and it took me a while to...
Why is it called 790? Is that the road that it runs on? Or is that just the number of...
I thought it was a sales pitch for a product.
The bus line.
The number of the bus line.
Uh-huh.
But I finally got that.
So you called our show tonight to give our listeners a review of a city bus line?
It's 10-15 miles, but you get there in 20 minutes, and it goes over the freeway.
And they don't charge you anything for it?
That's correct. It's free for right now, and they're going to extend it. We're going to have free ride until, like, next June, until they figure out what to do.
So isn't that awesome? The taxpayers are paying to send derelicts around all the town there in Albuquerque.
Who do you think is paying for it if it's free?
Well, you know, all the people that ride the bus, a lot of them, they work. I see a lot of them.
She got it. Yep, it's the productive people. The people that are actually out there working. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the European Union targeting privacy coins. We'll talk about what those are, why they're important, and why the government would really love to stop them. But can they? What exactly are they planning to do? This is...
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This Free Talk Live. Ian, Chris, and nobody here. The number is 603-283-6160. And by the way, the Bullion Max Silver Starter Kit is back in stock. It had sold out for a few days. They got it back. It is the 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. Plus, they're throwing in a free gold back. So we've talked a lot about the gold backs over the last couple of years here on Free Talk Live. We're big fans of it. I think I can speak for all of the hosts of the show. I don't think we have a single person who is not a huge fan of the gold back. And it's one thing to hear about. It's another thing to see a photo on the Internet. And it's a whole other thing to actually have one in your hands, to be able to see what it really is like, to appreciate the way it catches the light in the room. And it's just a gorgeous product. And you get one of them when you order the Silver Starter Kit, which you can get, by the way, at employee pricing, because you really want to encourage people to get into gold and silver over at bullionmax.com/FTL. That's where you can get yours. There's a limit of one per household, so get yours now, and you can join some of the savvy investors out there who are investing in the most stable assets in recorded history. You don't have to talk to a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL and get your silver starter kit with a free gold bag. As we continue here, Chris, you were telling us about some of the latest EU proposals. There's a Digital Services Act, as they call it, which at minimum is probably going to do a lot more than this, but they're targeting the social media sites out there for regulation, and how that's going to affect smaller sites. Sites still remains to be seen. Maybe not right away, but perhaps down the road. And of course, we know they're also very interested in going after cryptocurrencies, specifically what they call privacy coins. What's the news there?
Anything to crack down on privacy and security, the EU will definitely target it.
And financial freedom, for that matter.
So, we got a story from cryptobriefing.com, EU moving to ban privacy coins report. So, This is interesting because it's based on a leaked document, apparently. So the European Union is said to be mulling a ban on privacy coins, including Monero, Zcash, and Dash. Dash is the weird one in there. I don't usually think of Dash as a privacy coin, but I guess there's some mixing going on in there, I think. So
there is an option with Dash to use a mixing service when you send it. I don't think that's a particular, like you say, that is not really known for any serious level of privacy, but it is it's sort of one of the first cracks at a privacy coin from way back when. Like, this was pre-Monero times, right?
Yeah.
This was, for 2013 or whenever it was, Dash was a privacy coin. Nowadays, not so much.
Yeah, this kind of makes, what Dash always reminded me of? The way it was always described as a mixing type of thing, and I always think, okay, money laundering, right? When I think Monero, I don't think money laundering, I just think it's
good privacy.
Yeah, right. Built in from the scratch, the beginning, as opposed to something, we're trying to hide, stuff, but it's not really, you can still trace it and eventually get to its, So EU legislators are working on an anti-money laundering policy proposal for prohibiting banks and crypto providers from interacting with privacy coins.
All right,
so maybe they're not going to ban them outright, it very difficult for people to spend them with merchants, because merchants are going to be relying on some... I'm assuming they can, but they... their own infrastructure, as opposed to being able to use a third party service provider.
Right. Oh, man.
According to an anonymous.
At least a third party service provider based in the EU. If they're using something based outside of the EU, maybe that's the way around this. But still.
I suspect the EU will claim jurisdiction if you accept, clients that are in the EU, but I don't know. According to an anonymous EU diplomat who reportedly revealed the plans to CoinDesk, if enacted, the policy would effectively blacklist a host of popular cryptocurrencies, including Monero, Zcash, and Dash. In March, the European Parliament forwarded legislation to impede transactions between exchanges and unhosted wallets. Interesting. Unhosted. So that would mean wallets that are I kind of remember this. Like,
that would be a personal wallet where you control the keys.
I think it's a situation where they tried to say if you have an exchange, the exchange isn't allowed to send to wallets that are not hosted. So somebody's personal wallet, as opposed
That is really
somebody.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I remember it being really bad legislation. The parliament now seems prepared to escalate restrictions against anonymity in crypto. In a draft of the legislative proposal dated November 9th, initially reported by CoinDesk, the body said credit institutions, financial institutions, and crypto asset service providers shall be prohibited from keeping anonymity-enhancing coins. So that, wow, so they won't even allow them to have the coins.
Mm-hmm.
The draft is believed to have been drafted by CSIC officials and has since been shared among its 26 member states.
Well, it's already something that's been happening here in the United States to some extent. It was, years ago, I think, that Bittrex, and you may remember this, Nobody, because I know that at one time you had a Bittrex account, but Bittrex announced that they were going to ban all privacy coins from their platform, and there never even was any kind of legislation in the United States.
No, it was all government bureaucrat manipulation.
We think it was pressure. Threats. I think it was pressure. Yeah. Yeah, they came to them and they said, "Look, you better do this, or
and this,
else."
And this seems to be a trend in the United States of how I don't know. I'm trying to think what the banking department of the United States, something like that, is basically, you know. I don't know, like oppressing, I guess. I don't know if that's the best choice of words, but oppressing institutions that want to do stuff with cryptocurrency, or they are just dealing with certain clientele.
Yeah, you can't get. I remember Binance.us. The last time I was on that platform, they didn't have Monero there, and I think the only domestic, if I recall correctly, I've been through a lot of exchanges over the years.
Right.
The only domestic one I remember that actually had Monero was Kraken.
Really?
That was the only one. I don't know. Nobody, have you seen it popping up anywhere else?
I have not.
Yeah. It's a hard one to get a hold of from domestic exchanges. You have to buy Bitcoin and then move the Bitcoin to some other place to buy the Monero on an international exchange.
Yeah, this reminds me very much of how the government, the U.S. government, sent out a letter to all banks saying you can't deal with anybody who's worked in the sex industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's another perfect example. There's no law that prohibits it because I'm talking about the legal sex industry, right?
Right.
But banks, all the financial institutions cut off anybody, even if they're not currently working in the sex industry. If they worked in the sex industry 20 years ago, they had their bank accounts cut off.
Crazy.
Yeah, and you think there'd have to be some sort of law passed, but nope. They're just
pressuring people.
Yeah, they're just pressuring banks through threatening to suspend licenses and things of that nature, even though there's no basis for them actually cutting off, you know, the licenses.
Right, it's hard enough to even find a bank who doesn't have a problem with cryptocurrency, as most of them
do.
Because
they've already been threatened.
Right, and then there are some that they'll allow it, but they put you through a ton of know your customer requirements, and you know maybe you'll get through, maybe you won't, and then you know eventually you try to transfer funds to a cryptocurrency exchange, and then you've discovered that you can't even buy the cryptocurrencies that you want there. So they're just trying to put as many hoops in the way as possible for people to get a hold of these privacy coins. Now this again is another proposed law, right, Chris?
Yeah, it's proposed. Hasn't passed yet.
There's more coming up here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Plus, I got a story.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation. A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signed a series of bills on Friday aimed at getting rid of rats in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here, bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The European Union. Possibly going to be going after privacy coins because, you know, Bitcoin is a threat. Bitcoin Cash, Dash, all these cryptocurrencies are a threat to the status quo in that they do allow for the individual to have control over their own finances.
Yep.
The first time ever. Allowing you to send value from one point to another, one person to another, anywhere in the world without having to ask permission, cutting out the middleman, as we discussed earlier. That is all true. And they're wonderful for that. And Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever he or she or that person is, thank goodness for their hard work and what they created. But the one thing Satoshi was missing when Bitcoin was released was privacy. Because the downside of Bitcoin is it is, of course, completely public. Every transaction on the Bitcoin network, on the blockchain, has been there and is visible from the very beginning. And there's some very sophisticated software out there that can easily trace Bitcoin from one point to another. But then somebody came up with Monero. I think it was like 2014 or 2015, somewhere in that range. Monero came out. It's not known who that person was. Maybe it was Satoshi Nakamoto operating under a different name. Now, that person has never been revealed either. But Monero solves the privacy issue. So it does all of the things that Bitcoin does, meaning that cuts out the middleman, allows you to send value from anywhere to anywhere, but doesn't have a trail attached to it.
You know, it's kind of funny that the governments want to ban effectively what amounts to cash, mm-hmm. except on the internet.
Well, yeah, they don't get to inflate it.
So well, they don't have the power. Sure, yeah, yeah.
It takes that out of their hands,
too. It is certainly the one thing that distinguishes cryptocurrency from fiat currency. It's the inflation.
It's a major factor.
It's a major one.
Crypto is also more divisible, right? Because you can go down to 8 decimal points on Bitcoin and only 2 decimal points the dollar or the euro,
The other thing it does is it undermines the bank's profits, right? Mm-hmm. Because every time you do any kind of transaction with a credit card or with your bank, they're making a little bit of money off of you, right? And a little bit's actually not just a little bit. It's actually a lot.
It adds up with them.
It's just most people don't see it because it's not a fee that's charged in most cases, on the bottom of your receipt or anything like that. It's just built into the price. They're increasing the price of the product a merchant sells you that good to include the cost of that transaction because you use that debit card or that credit card or that the wire transfers. You're actually probably going to pay part of that yourself, but
the fact that these governments of the world are so afraid of privacy coins is a real check mark in their favor. To me, when I saw it, I first heard that Monero was being accepted by darknet marketplaces. That was the first big check mark in Monero's corner for me. It was like, oh, okay, that to me is a huge endorsement. And now the fact that the EU wants to ban it, that's a huge endorsement.
I'm a little skeptical that the reason they want to ban it really has to do with anything to do with money laundering. And the reason for this is because...
No, it has to do with you being able to obscure the value that you have from their prying eyes.
It's not even that. Because ultimately, money laundering, who's the biggest money launderers? It's the banks. The banks. Cryptocurrency, the size of the market for cryptocurrency doesn't enable large-scale money laundering. It's just not a big enough market. And it's the banks that are actually facilitating the majority of the money launderings currently.
That's true. And they just get a smack on the hand if they get caught.
Right.
They get a fine.
Right.
And that's it.
So where is this, hatred coming from? It's not money laundering. That's just the guys. That's what they're using.
They're afraid. It's not so much hatred as it is fear. The state fears people being able to protect their finances. That's why they're going after crypto or privacy coins. They don't want you to have privacy. They don't want you to have financial privacy because they want to be the panopticon. They want total domination over everything financial, and that's why they have control over the banks, and that's why they have control over the credit card companies, and that's why they want to come out with the CBDC, the central bank digital currencies, because they want to know at any given moment how much value you have and where you're spending it. They want to know all about that so they can stop you from spending it on the things they don't like you said, like with sex products or pornography or whatever other things that fall out of political favor.
Yeah, or drugs, weed, or there's all sorts of other types of products, that might be taboo that they want to control, or what political campaigns you can donate to. This is where that's heading, right? Like they've already used bank accounts to stop people from contributing to a political. I don't know if campaigns, maybe campaigns, but especially like during the truckers' protest, as an example, they shut people's bank accounts down so they couldn't contribute to the protests.
They tried going after Bitcoin during that too, and that's when you saw some of the truckers start to accept Monero when Bitcoin was being restricted. They were telling the crypto exchanges in Canada that they weren't allowed to accept Bitcoin from certain Bitcoin addresses, which was crazy and it's like unprecedented. That's never happened in the so-called free Western world before, but nobody. I mean, what do you think about these privacy coins? Do you have any favorites out there?
I like Monero. I still have one issue with privacy coins, which is the and it's kind of necessary to what they are, the concept of a blockchain that you can't look at. It's hard for me to wrap my head around how I know for sure that, for example, there aren't five times as much Monero in existence as they claim there to be.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, wouldn't that still be knowable based on the source code and the algorithms?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, there's no way of knowing that the source code that the miners are running actually matches the source code announced, released on the net. But I'm really not sure.
Pretty sure that's going to be built into the algorithm, and that wouldn't, in theory, be possible as long as the majority of the
don't the miners all have to be on the same software in order for it to work properly?
Not necessarily, but no. They would still have to comply with the same algorithms, generally speaking, I would think, because you're saying there couldn't be two different.
It would certainly have to be compatible.
Yeah.
Software.
You couldn't have, what you're saying is you couldn't have mining software A versus mining software B, where mining software A is mining 10 times as many Monero into existence.
The problem is if you did, if you made a fork, right, and it's the algorithm, and you changed the algorithm, right, to mining 10 times as much, it wouldn't be compatible with the rest of the network.
Have
it would be rejected by the rest of the network. So I don't think that's an issue.
I don't know that much about exactly how Monero works. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that I know there to be a problem. I'm saying I don't understand entirely how it works, and that makes me...
Yeah, it is one of the valid criticisms, I think, of the privacy coin like that, because you never really know how many there are at any given moment. Like, you can read what they say, and that is, oh, well, there's only this many Monero per 10 minutes or per block or whatever it is, and you can, you know, if you would know how to do the programming, it presumably verify that, but even then it would still be... You know, you're still kind of taking a shot in the dark at how many of them have been mined so far, right? Like, you can try to figure it out, but with most public blockchains, you can just go and look, and it's right there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more obtuse.
I think it's a little bit more obfuscated. But it's not necessarily impossible to figure out. It's just complicated.
Yes, indeed.
You know, and complicated doesn't necessarily mean impossible to figure out, right?
Yeah, so for that reason, some people don't want to hold their savings in Monero because they're not sure about it. But it is still an effective way to move funds from, you know, one person to another without anybody knowing about it. So to that end, kudos to the people, whoever they are, programming these wonderful privacy coins. There's some others out there. Pirate Coin has been getting some
is it back in the press? Back in the news?
No, I haven't seen any of the news about it, but it's getting play within the Freedom community, at least at Porkfest,
really?
From what I understand. Yeah, I heard they were at Porkfest sponsoring a booth or something like that.
Oh, they were.
Coins.
Did they have that this year, or was it only the prior year?
Maybe it was previous year. I don't know. I've barely been at Porkfest for 2 years, thanks to the federal
government. Yeah, I know.
But we got more coming up here in moments. We'll talk about the German industry, because they are having a tough time with the energy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, the number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the EU potentially cracking down on privacy coins or whatever is on your mind. Here tonight, you've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
Nobody's with us as well. Nobody, the programmer behind Cell 411. We mentioned it earlier. Since we've been talking software tonight, Nobody, do you mind giving our listeners a sit rep or a status report on Cell 411? How's it going out there?
Well, it's going relatively well. Right now, the next step is getting it into test, and I've been kind of stuck there for a little while. I've had other things going on, mm-hmm. but that should be happening pretty shortly. And
2 weeks to release?
Huh?
And 2 weeks to release, right? That's always the answer to any developer question.
You say it's when it's done, not you know,
yeah,
the date, right?
Yeah, I usually say RSN, real soon.
how do people test this thing? Should they get into the chat room, the Matrix chat, for instance? Is that the best?
Yeah, you can get into the Matrix chat, mm-hmm. which is also gated to Telegram,
yeah.
Or bridged to Telegram. There will be
We've got links up, by the way, for those chat rooms. If you go to getcell411.com and you click on the menu, you'll find Support Matrix and Support Telegram. So if you're into software, you want to get your hands on the early versions of the new Cell 411, which for listeners that don't know what we're talking about, can you give the elevator pitch? What was Cell 411? What is Cell 411?
Cell 411 was and is a means of crowdsourcing emergency response. So if you have an emergency, you'll be in a number of groups called cells, with presumably people who are local to you most of the time. If you get pulled over or somebody tries to rob you or your house is on fire, you hit the panic button on your phone and notifications go out to people who are in cells with you, and along with your GPS position and what your issue is, and that gives them the opportunity to either preferably come and help, or if there's nobody close to you, at least call you on the phone, see what's going on, maybe coordinate help from a distance. And it's a, you know, it's, I think it's a very, very useful system. I've used it in a number of different situations, and, I've always had, good results from it. What it's going to be, what it's becoming, the first issue is the first implementation of it was, kind of naive in terms of security. So I've been cleaning the security up on it. I've been making it so that it can be self-hosted, because eventually I want people to be able to host their own cells on their own servers that I don't necessarily even know about. And I've removed, it was deeply Googled. It used a lot of Google software. I ripped all of that out, so you no longer need to have Play Store access.
You used to have Facebook stuff in there too, didn't it?
Yeah, it had Facebook, it had Twitter, it had it had a bunch of third party stuff that I didn't necessarily know what it was doing or what information it was sending back or to whom, so I ripped it out.
Sounds like it's ready for the F-Droid App Store.
I believe it will go on that. I have run it on the standard you gave me for privacy.
And security.
F-Droid is?
Yeah. Well, it's all open source
Apps, right?
Right. So basically, the only thing that gets into F-Droid is basically software where there's a complete set of source code for it. And, you know, other people can, you know, look at it, and there's nothing, you know, hidden, basically.
Which is one of the big changes that Cell411 made 2 years ago when the Shire Free Church acquired it and handed it over to you to develop. Nobody was the previous owner, the creator of Cell411. He didn't understand the value, I don't think, of having it as an open source project. And that was the major first thing that we changed, was we said, we got to open this thing. We got to open this thing up. And that was what your first major accomplishment. Nobody was you. You cleaned up the code and you opened it up, and that is now available for anybody to assist you with. So anybody that wants to jump in, jump on board here, whether it's just testing the app, and that's what you probably need more of than anything else. But if you're a programmer type, you can probably help out as well, especially if you have Apple programming abilities, iOS. I know you've been looking for that kind.
I'd love to have an Apple guy. If you're not a programmer and you want to become a programmer, I would certainly be interested in helping somebody get started by saying, okay, well, you know, read up some on this language, and we'll talk about it. And once you start having some skills that you can use, I can say, hey, well, look at this part of the source. It's ugly. You know, see if you can clean it up and send me a new copy, and I'll critique it for you. So that's another possibility. Just on a side note, we should also pitch Beard Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Beard Talk Live coming up tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern Time, after Free Talk Live radio show ends. You, Nobody, and a couple other of our bearded co-hosts will be hosting Beard Talk Live uncensored. No FCC in the way, so don't miss those guys. If you do miss them, you can always listen on the archive later on via the podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com. So there's bad news in Germany. We've talked about the energy situation there. It's pretty ugly. Their sanctions against Russia have resulted basically in them going to have a really cold winter, and power prices have been going up like crazy. Well, one of the downsides of dramatically increasing power rates is it gets really expensive to run a factory.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a certain company, which maybe you've heard of, BASF. I've seen it on, like, trucks.
They used to make cassette tapes and floppy disks.
Yeah.
I don't know if they make anything that's still used. I assume they do.
They are the largest or one of the largest chemical manufacturers on the planet. They're a pillar of German industry. So, you know, you want to talk about, like, I don't know, there's a ton of chemicals these guys make, like, you know, fertilizers and things like that, right? They announced at the end of October that they will be permanently downsizing its operations in Europe to escape high energy costs. BASF, they're a huge energy consumer whose main site in Europe uses as much gas as the country of Switzerland. Pharmaceutical companies and manufacturers are also voracious users that are tempted perhaps to seek cheaper energy elsewhere. Indeed, some 9% of companies in Germany's famed small and medium-sized industrial sector are seriously considering moving their production abroad, according to a survey commissioned by the Foundation for Family Business in Germany and Europe, and that's up from 6% of businesses just 6 months ago, so a 50% increase.
They don't have a choice, all right? Yeah. The problem with Germany is they've said that basically we're going to shut down our industry and we're going to send all this, I don't know if it's oil or whatever, however they're heating it, mm-hmm. right? All electricity, all the oil, they're going to send it to the homes, right? Well, if you do that, your industry goes out of, you know, you lose your industry.
You have no jobs.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be worse in Germany than it is in Ukraine.
Business owners like Per Kadok, a fifth-generation butcher shop owner who employs 100 people in eastern Germany and whose business dates back to before the Franco-Prussian War, he said that they don't have the firepower financially to uproot. They may just have to shut down. Under new gas contracts effective starting next year, Kadok said he would have to pay 8 times his current gas bill. 8 times. Imagine your power bill going up 8x. From one month to the next.
I mean,
from December to January.
You have to ask yourself this question. Would you rather survive and be cold
mm-hmm.
and have food to eat or die but be warm? Because there's no food to eat.
Because without business, there's no production.
Without production, there's nothing to consume. Doesn't matter how many little paper dollars you have unless you want to eat them.
It's looking pretty ugly out there on the near-term horizon in Germany. I'll post this full story. If you want to dig into it, you can on our social media site. Just follow the FTL account there. It's social.freetalklive.com. Unfortunately, one of the things they took out of Mastodon was where we could have people automatically follow the hosts. Now you got to do it on your own. So follow FTL at social.freetalklive.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.